Hello and welcome to the Bansi Patel Show. I'm your host Bansi Patel, a spiritual business and manifestation expert and an author. Are you a misfit, a weirdo, a trailblazer? In short, are you one of us crazy ones? Then you are in the right place, my love. On this podcast, you will learn how to blaze your own trail, build a spiritual business and life on your own freaking terms, and manifest massive abundance, all by keeping it super simple. Now, let's dive in, shall we? Hey my loves, what's up? Welcome to this show. I wanted to record this episode because just a few minutes ago, I had a major meltdown. I was literally bawling my eyes out. The situation in my country is horrifying right now. People are dying. There is a lot of scarcity of oxygen and beds, and there are no cremation places and all the things, and it's a very, very difficult time. And no matter how hard you try to stay positive, it can get to the best of us, because at the end we are humans, right? We cannot stay into our bubbles. We are going to get affected by this fearful, worrying energy, right? And each one of us are playing their part. And whilst I was in this meltdown moment that I had, a voice inside me, like the quote that came in my mind was Gabby Bernstein's quote, "When you feel helpless, help someone. When you feel helpless, help someone." And I thought, what better way to help somebody through recording a podcast and by sharing some practices which will make you feel sane during these lockdown period, right? During these lockdown days. So I'm trying my best to be of service. I'm trying my best to stay sane. And just know that we are in this together. This too shall pass. And I love you guys so damn much. Okay. Let's get right into it. Practices to stay sane during lockdown. The first practice is, think about your life purpose. You guys, this is the perfect moment to think about your big why. What is your life's purpose? If not now, then when are you ever going to think about it, right? We are living in an era where we really don't know whether we are going to be, able to see the next day or not. And it might sound very scary, but this is the reality, right? So what is your life's purpose here? What is it that you want to fulfill? Think about it. This is the highest peak of time that you should think about your life purpose, okay? My life purpose is this, what I'm doing right now. I'm creating content for you guys. I'm inspiring people. I'm creating content for my Universe Way brand. That is what is my life's mission. That is what is the reason which really drives me. That is the reason why I wake up every single day. It is what drives me. So I wanted to ask you, what is your life purpose? And you might say, you know what, Bansi, I don't know my life what my life purpose is. And that is a big fat lie. Again, everybody knows their life's purpose. Just dig in. Just dial into your soul. Meditate, whatever, do whatever it is that you want. You will know what your life purpose is. Okay? And nobody can tell you what your life purpose is. Only you know what your life purpose is. And your life purpose does not have to be so grand. Like, if your life purpose is to be of service for your family, that is enough of a life purpose. If your life purpose is to be of service and to give back to the society or to do something for the environment, that's great. Like, there is no comparison of anyone's life purpose here. But it is very important that you now really ponder what is your life's purpose, okay? Because that will help you to wake up every single day. That will help you to be positive and to look at the brighter side during these period. Like, this will help you look at the light which is at the end of the tunnel, right? Second practice to stay sane during the lockdown period is exercise. And I know everybody talks about this, but obviously, it is proven that exercise, like, there are scientific reports, and I don't want to regurgitate those reports and all the things. But in simple words, exercise helps release the chemical called dopamine. It helps you feel great. It really helps you stay sane, right? It helps you think clearly. So, yeah, exercise, at least just exercise 20 minutes a day. I'm not talking about very hard exercise, just 20 minutes. I love to do Surya Namaskar, that is sun salutations, every single morning. Some warm up exercise and all of those things. So, yeah, just exercise 20, at least start with 20 minutes a day. You can increase it later, but minimum 20 minutes a day exercise, okay? The third practice is meditation. Again, there are scientific reports there, so I don't need to regurgitate those. Just know one thing, that meditation is what really helps me when I'm in my darkest of hours. Okay, it helps me connect with my soul, it helps me connect with my source, it gives me hope, it gives me answers that I'm looking for and which cannot be found outside of us. Right, so again, at least meditate 15 to 20 minutes every single day. Where can you find, like, there are different types of meditation, right? Some people like to do guided meditations, and you can find hundreds and hundreds of guided meditation on YouTube, on Spotify, on various different, like on Google. Just Google it and you will find it, okay? Some people do not like guided meditation. They just like to have no disturbances. So what you can do is you just sit in your room uninterrupted and focus on one sound, which is like very stable. For example, it can be the sound of your air conditioner or sound of your fan or whatever, like some sound which is very stable, okay? And you can just focus on that and just be aware of your breathing in and breathing out, okay? So there are different types of meditation. Whatever type of meditation you prefer, just do it. Again, there is no competition which is better or which is not. The main idea is to feel better. The main idea is to feel great and like to just clear the clog that is in our mind and to help us feel clearly and to think clearly, right? Okay. The fourth practice is one of my favorites, journaling. Why journaling? So listen, see, there are different thoughts, thousands and thousands of thoughts going in our mind all the time, right? And it is very important to just brain dump all the thoughts that are going in your mind. Otherwise, you are going to stay confused. You are going to feel anxious and fearful, right? So I really love to journalize. I just write down whatever I'm feeling at any given moment. If I'm feeling fearful, I will say like, I'm feeling fearful. I don't know what will happen. Like just few minutes ago, I did the journaling exercise. I was like, I don't know what to do. People are dying. Everybody is so sad. There is no certainty of when it is going to end. I'm not understanding what to do and all the things. When you put it on paper, it's like you are actually facing your fears and it all of a sudden loses its power. Okay, and it's not like it is going to go away completely, but you will definitely feel good and you will realize that it is not that of a big deal than you think. Like you can actually cope up with it, is what I want to say. You can actually cope up with whatever you are dealing through. Okay, so yeah, journalize. Then, whilst you journalize, I wanted to journalize anytime during the day, but also journalize during the night. And what one journal prompt you can do is, what are the three things that happened great? Like, which were the great, what are the three great things that happened during the day? Like to do that because it helps me stay grounded, it helps me become more grateful for all the things. So, yeah, what are the three things that you are grateful for that happened great during the day? It can be as simple as I ate my favorite meal today. It can be as simple as my loved ones are safe. It can be as simple as I had a deep, intimate conversation with the person I love. It can be as simple as I had electricity, I had power, I had water, whatever it is, right? So what are the three things that went really well in your during the day? Write that down in your journal every single night. Okay, so we have covered four of the practices till now. Fifth one is deliberate gratitude. This is such an important lesson. Like, count your blessings. You can, like, we still have so many things to be grateful for, you guys. The news, the media is showing us things that obviously are not something that we would ever want, but there are so many things that are actually going well in our life, right? Like the sun is showing up every single day, right? We are having this nature, like do you get the point that I'm trying to say here? Like we so have so many things to be really grateful for, in a way, this whole situation, the COVID situation, has brought all the people, all the humanity together. Everybody is helping each other. Everybody is standing out, coming out, and they are trying to help, right? Isn't this a beautiful thing that, oh my God, humanity is blossoming, right? So focus on the things that are really going good. Count your blessings. It is life-changing, you guys. It is going to help you feel so good. I'm sorry for that voice if you have heard it. I'm sorry for that, okay? The next one is surround yourself with positive people. Not COVID positive people, but whatever. Okay, I do not mean to joke here, but whatever. Surround yourself with really positive thinkers. How do you do that? Obviously, you are in your house. How do you do when your husband is constantly complaining, when your wife is constantly complaining, when your parents are constantly complaining, when the news is constantly complaining? You have your mobile phone, right? Listen to some positive videos, listen to the positive podcast, listen to some book, watch some documentaries, watch some good movies, right? Like, do something that is going to help you stay positive, right? Because this is in your hands. You have to be very mindful of what you are feeding your mind with during this period. Because last year, as we saw, the suicide rate that was like on a whopping high percentage, it just raised, right? The reason was people were not having enough of positive people surrounding them, right? So you have to make sure that you are taking an effort to be like, don't complain, right? If you're seeing somebody complain, instead of you know, complaining along with them, you can at least stay shut, right? You can at least feel those feelings that that person is feeling. Let them feel the feelings, and you stay shut. Do not fuel that situation for them. Okay. Next, develop a skill or master something. People often say, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for this. Now is the time. Do something, master something, and you can find a video or a course on any fucking thing on the internet. Like, seriously, just Google it and you will find it, right? So now is the time to master something. Imagine if you do that skill, if you are mastering something now, and after 30 days, after 60 days, if you keep continuing it, you would have learned a new skill at the end, right? And that is never going to get wasted, right? That is never going to go wasted. So learn something always instead of watching the news 24/7. Okay, I'm so passionate about telling you this message that I don't want this news, because it has really effed up with my mind. News is, oh my God, very, very scary. Okay, next, read about heroic people. This is very important. Okay, it is not the only time on our planet Earth that we are facing some horrific, horrific situation or a disease, right? People have experienced that before us. So it is not like we are the only generation that is experiencing this, right? So I wanted to read about heroic people who have done such big things in their lives, who have risked their lives, who have done so much for their future generations, right? There is still hope at the end of the tunnel. When you read about these people, you will feel so powerful. You will feel so grateful that, oh my God, if they can do it, I can also do it. Because the people who are heroic, who have shown up before us, they were not extraordinary, right? They were just like us. They were normal humans, but their deeds made them extraordinary, right? So read about such heroic people, okay? Ninth is eat clean. Again, there are so many studies done about the benefits of eating clean. I know you are at home and it is so easy to just, you know, binge eat while watching Netflix, binge eat while watching television. And that is going to affect your energy a lot. Okay. And how can I say that? Through my own personal experience. I was just binge eating every single thing that would, like, I love, right? Like Nutella and chips and all the things, and I realized that, oh my God, I'm feeling so tired. I was not waking up till late. I was sleeping till late. It had completely disturbed my sleeping patterns. So all you can do is eat clean, eat less, eat clean, and just take care of your body. Okay, It is very important not only to protect your immune system, but also to in order to feel actually like to really feel good. Okay. And last but not least, be of service. You can be of service in any way possible. You can donate blood, you can donate plasma, you can, do some charity. You can, like, my way of doing this is obviously donation and this podcast episodes and all the content that I create. So how are you being of service? When you be of service, you realize that, oh my God, like you really feel good from inside. You realize that I am playing my part, and that in itself is so such a positive feeling that like just try it, you will realize. Okay, so that was it. I will just repeat all the 10 steps just to summarize. First is think about your why, your life purpose. Second is exercise. Third is meditate. Fourth, journalize. Fifth, deliberate gratitude. Sixth, surround yourself with positive people, online as well as offline. Okay. Seventh, develop a skill and master something. Eighth, read about heroic people. Ninth, eat clean. And tenth, be of service. All right, my love, that was it for today. I hope it really helped you. So, thank you so much. Bye. Hey love, thank you for listening to this episode. Are you wanting to learn how to burn the rule book and stop waiting for the gatekeepers of the industry to validate your work? Then come check out our free 12-module value-packed audio course, Blaze the Trail Sister. Link is in the show notes. Sign up now.